Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, all right, all right. The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse, y'all. All Nerdy Show program is made possible by two people, and I'm not talking about my nipples. A comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination. Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival. It's made possible with generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. All right, y'all. You know what I like about nerdyshow.com? I get older, and all the clicks stay the same.
Previously on Derpy Show.
All right.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
You keep visualizing old men.
I know. I'm looking at you.
Oh. Permaburn. I am now dead.
Permaburn.
Derpy Show.
Actually, you have to lock them down like crazy, come to think of it. You have to lock down ActiveX like out the ass.
Out the ass.
Out the ass. Not in, but out.
They are. The poop goes out of the ass, not into the ass.
Tell that to the Greeks.
What?
What?
Wait, did the Greeks invent intro retrogestion?
No, there's some joke about Greek going Greek on a girl means, I guess, poop or shooter.
Putting a ham up.
Putting a ham up. What?
Up the bum.
Derpy Show.
RoboJoe really likes the ass blasters. Quote.
What?
What?
Apparently the ones that walked shot stuff out of their
butts. They shot acid or something, right?
And someone in the movie calls them
ass blasters.
Ass blasters. Yeah. And he loves that they're called ass blasters.
That's so strange that I gave him that nickname and I didn't even know that was a thing that he liked.
Derpy Show.
It worked!
Wow, that really did hurt.
There's no hair!
Could you graft my skin back up?
Nope.
Oh, man.
We're using it to clone.
Oh.
To make the Neoist Faust.
Why? Oh, okay.
Derpy Show.
Oh, you want to lie? You know my derps don't lie, but they're starting to do it now. Hey! That's a Shakira song, right?
Derpy Show.
What is the Jew magic that makes Weird Al stay young? Drinking the blood of Christian infants.
No.
Derpy Show disclaimer. The previous message came straight from the mouth of a Jew.
Welcome to Derpy Show. I'm Boar.
And I'm Neofaust.
And this is DJ Snorlax.
See, okay, I got you the crushed ice, thinking, you know, hey, he likes ice, right? And I thought to myself, why do people fucking like ice? Because that just occupies more volume than soda. And the soda's already fucking cold when it comes out.
So you got me, like, 3/4 of the cup full of ice.
Exactly.
So for a dollar, I got, like, 6 ounces of soda.
Probably. It's a genius plan for them.
I put 2 cubes in mine.
Oh, is that what? Well, why do you get ice in it? It's already fucking cold.
Here's the reason I put ice in mine.
I don't normally put much ice in mine.
I put ice in mine because
take note of that next time.
It reduces the amount of head on the top, and then I can fill it up faster.
Why? Are you always in a hurry? Are people chasing after you?
Basically.
Oh.
Basically.
Basically.
And by people chasing after you, you mean you've got nowhere to go.
Oh.
Derpy Show.
So, you missed out on something pretty amazing that,
just now?
DJ Snorlax and I did the past week.
It was pretty rad.
Oh, the pie. The pies.
We went to the fucking pie.
You
festival.
Went to the Fuck Your Pie?
The Great American Fuck Your Pie Festival.
I was going to stop by the Fuck Your Pie Festival, but I had to go over to Tampa and take people to a range.
So, for $10, they put you into a little corral, and you could have unlimited pie.
You could even leave and come back and
all
still have unlimited
types of
pie.
All different types.
I had apple pie, blueberry pie, French silk pie.
Any, like, non-dessert pies? Like, you know, pot pies?
No
meat
pies.
There
all
was
dessert.
No meat pies. I yeah. wish there was meat pies, because that would have been amazing. I wouldn't have
been
just
a complete meal.
I don't think we would have had to leave.
No.
If they would have had meat pies in there, we would have probably just stayed in that fucking corral all
yeah,
day.
It would have been a fucking, like a complete meal with, like, a because I heard, like, some people get creative with the pies. Like, they have, like, a pizza pie, which is actually just a pie with cheese and pizza inside of it.
Pizza
they,
pie!
There weren't any super creative ones the day when we were there.
No, it was,
commercialized?
A lot of grocery stores were giving out the pies.
Well, like, so it was shit ton of Sara Lee and stuff like that? Pre-made pies?
Well, like, Publix has good pies. So it was like Publix. Winn-Dixie had pies. And then there's some couple of mom and pop. Mama, like, the smaller places, obviously had the better pies.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was at least the presence of, like, homemade one, because it was, like, the National Pie Association or something?
The Great American Pie Council.
Okay, because at first when I saw that, I was, like, going...
That's the thing, it's the real term.
I know, it's
well,
still funny.
I was worried it was going to be, like, a bunch of, like, you know, pre-made pies, just, like, open up, pull out of the freezer, and there's pie. I'm just like, oh, I want to see homemade pies, like, you know, mom and pop making her rhubarb pie that would cause you...
Well, for $10, what are you going to expect for unlimited pies? I mean, come on, you're not going to get top-shelf pies.
Oh, wait, so the unlimited pies weren't any, like, local...
No.
There were smaller companies.
Yeah.
Anything creative at all?
What was that one you had?
I had a dulce de leche pie. It was amazing.
That's like caramel. That's like French for caramel, right? Or Italian?
I think it's Spanish. Yeah, it's Spanish.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I had a... It was an apple and some other berry... pie, and I don't... Normal people don't mix the apple
Wasn't
with other
cranberry?
Berries. Yeah, I think it was apple cranberry.
Well, people mix, like, pears and, like, blueberries together sometimes. And,
I didn't see
pears.
Any rhubarb pies.
Yeah, really? There's no fucking
wow.
rhubarb! The hell?
Now, is that a dessert pie? I never had
yeah.
rhubarb before.
Yeah. What's rhubarb that? Is usually combined with something else, like...
Strawberry rhubarb.
Usually strawberry.
Mm.
But I've had it on its own. But, honestly, I haven't had a rhubarb pie since I was, like... really, really young.
Then what about mincemeat pie? Is that a dessert pie too?
It's a dessert pie. It's a dessert pie.
Is it? Because I always think it's a southern thing.
I thought mincemeat has meat in it.
It's a sweet. It's a sweet meat pie, basically.
Sweet meat pie?
Yeah.
I guess I've never had one of those then.
Speaking of strawberry rhubarb,
how do you transition with that? Speaking of strawberry rhubarb.
Speaking of the same pies,
they opened up a Hash House A Go Go in Orlando. Now, this is a restaurant that's around, that's all, there's several of them, in Chicago, Vegas, a couple of them. Mm-hmm. And they give you complimentary biscuits with strawberry rhubarb on them.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb. No, I'm being, was it Fact Core? Not Fact Core. Knowledge Core?
What the fuck is Knowledge Core? Is that
a
new type
of
thing? Wait.
Right, Fact Core is a different, but
wait,
Fact Core gives you bad facts.
Is that a new type of, like, genre of music? Just like crap?
No. not that kind of core.
Okay. Is it like crab core?
Is it crab core? Is it fact core? You just, like, label out things?
So if crab core was a personality core sphere for
Is it crab
Portal.
Core a dance?
It's, okay, it's basically, it's...
This is episode one, dude!
It's sub-genre of hardcore, but they guys just do this whole, like, move. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's a stupid dance.
Anyway, but if Crabcore was a personality sphere for GLaDOS, you think if you talk to it, it would be like Bubba from Forrest Gump, where it's just like crab legs, imitation crab meat, crab salad.
If you'd just be angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, crabby.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can we go to that crab place I was telling you about the other day?
What crab place?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Hash House A Go Go. They've got rhubarb.
You brought up crabs.
No, he brought up crabs.
Crabcore.
No, you brought up crabs.
You guys brought up the style of music called Fatcore.
Now I want to eat some crabs.
Fatcore is not a style of music. It's a character from Portal.
I made it up.
And then there's another core that of new, which name I cannot remember from the first one. And it just lists things. It's messed up.
Is that the one trapped in space?
That's the space core.
This one just
and he's
like,
just obsessed with space.
Okay.
And this one's essentially is just into like, the recipe requires 6 strawberry rhubarbs, 4 pieces of rhubarb, 17 pieces of fish-shaped sediment, 16 pieces of sediment-shaped sediment, 8 oil rhubarbs. Like, it just goes off and off.
I didn't pay as much attention to the cores in the first one. For some reason, the second one, the cores were like so much more engaging.
Mm-hmm.
Probably mainly because of the space core, I think. And please. If you listen to Fatcore at all,
oh my god,
the best core ever.
It's so good. I'm a big fan of Rick, the Adventure Sphere. Sit tight, little lady. I got this. He's just a fucking ball.
What the fuck? You gotta explain what these cores are, too.
Have you not played Portal?
I haven't played Portal 2. Or played Portal 1 up
the Adventure Sphere thought that he was an adventurer.
Oh,
wanted to, like, save everything.
I've only played, like, Portal 1 up until, like, 10 minutes into the game. I'm like, that's cool.
Okay.
I mean, it's a fun game. I just haven't had time to play it and beat it.
Very careful of that.
I'm not gonna be very careful of this.
Derpy Show.
I tried so hard.
And got so far. In the end, it doesn't even matter.
That's a faggy-ass goth shit. You might as well sing me a hymn song.
I don't think Linkin Park is very goth.
No, not at all. I said it's a faggoty goth shit, just like him.
Were you buried alive by love?
No.
Did you cry, but love said no?
But the sacrament is you.
Are those hymn songs?
And he'll be right here in my arms. So long.
Is that a song from the 80s?
Funeral of Hearts.
Him sounds like it could have been in the 80s.
Because that song, is that a song that used to be on one of those, like... Like CDs they'd sell on commercials.
Maybe, but I mean,
God, I haven't even heard that band for like.
Dude, it's a very common like lyrical trope. Yeah, him. Nah, I just heard the other day when I was listening. Oh, not listening. I was watching him. Highlander: Search for Vengeance.
Highlander: Search for Vengeance.
Highlander: Search for Vengeance is an anime done by the same guy.
Hold on. How do you search for vengeance?
I don't think it's
vengeance. Isn't a noun like that.
Wait. Let's look up the correct name of this. I believe it's search for vengeance.
Might be.
Wait. I could search for sex.
But I don't think you can, like, be like, where is that vengeance? Bring me the vengeance.
I think you can seek your vengeance.
You can seek vengeance. But I don't think you can search for it.
It's basically...
It's not Spock. You
but
can't search
seeking
for it.
And searching for is the same fucking thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, those are synonyms.
Seeking can also mean striving towards a goal. Like, I'm seeking vengeance.
I guess. So it is correct, then. You're just like...
No, seek... Problem? If it was called Seek Highlander, Seek Vengeance, there we go.
No, I think it's the search for vengeance. It's basically the guy who did Vampire Hunter D.
Wait, why do we have to assume that it's the incorrect form of the word?
Well, first of all, it's Japanese, and it probably translated bad. I don't know. You know them animus with their weird names?
Now wait, can you search for revengeance?
Revengeance? A search for revengeance.
What about,
I mean, what I'm talking about, right?
What about terms for enrampagement?
The newest Metal Gear is called Revengeance.
Legitimately.
Oh my god, really? That's fucking hilarious. Bad translation.
It's actually a cool game. I need to play it more.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I played through 4 and it's really cool.
You know what's pretty cold? Is that the game where they fired everyone who used to be a voice actor for Metal Gear and then they just got new people?
Well, it's... I don't know that much about Metal Gear, but it plays nothing like any of the other Metal Gear games, and it doesn't even seem like it's much like one.
Is a character named Vengeance?
I'm not the one that didn't believe you. I don't know why you're showing me this.
Highlander, Search for Vengeance.
Like, I feel like Search for My Revenge...
It's Japanese. They don't.
No, no. I'm just trying to help them get a better. Like,
they drop articles and stuff like that, don't they? Just like in Russian, how they drop articles.
I guess.
You have a ratchet. Oh, you have ratchet. Yes.
That's just people who don't speak English.
Yeah,
correctly.
That's just speaking English poorly.
That has nothing to do with where you're coming from.
Fucking animus. Anyways, but it goes back to the whole hymn thing, because I heard Sacrament at the end of it. I was just like, I've heard that in, like, middle school. Since middle school. Since, like, high school. Actually, no. It came out in 07, so I was in college then.
How old are you? You just listed, like, a decade's worth of time periods you could have been in.
I seriously forgot. When I turned 26, I sat there and I thought to myself, how old am I? Holy crap. Am I 20? No, I had to count from 87 on up.
You just had to count. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All you can be sure of 90. Is that the sacrament is you.
It is. It is.
I thought the sacrament was Jesus.
You know our sacred dreams won't
fail. Not according to him.
Not according to
who?
Him.
His infernal majesty.
His infernal
Who's that?
That's what HIM stands for. H-I-M. The band HIM. With that band Majera was obsessed with. Cause didn't they do a music video for like Can't Kill Yourself, going back to that video?
I don't know about Can't Kill Yourself, but...
There's a music video for, like,
when he was on Jackass, they did.
They did a music video, what was it, hold, yeah, Right Here in These Arms, or whatever that was? They did that song, I remember.
I didn't pay that much attention to Bam Margera.
But honestly...
Oh, no, that's the song I was thinking of.
Yeah, she'll be right here in these arms.
Now, see, I thought, see, that song made me think of...
Wherever you go... Oh, that's it. I'll be right here waiting for you, yeah.
I will be right here waiting for you. That's the song I was thinking.
Yeah, that's it.
You said that on commercials. Yeah. Anyway, no, I'm sad no one went with me. I was trying to make a joke. I'm like, him. Who?
Who?
Yeah. No, him.
Who? He didn't hear
it. It's like who?
I thought about doing that, but...
See.
Nah. Is it too obvious?
Yeah, it's too obvious.
Very.
Although... I mean, usually I go for the obvious jokes, but...
You like to be a little undertone-ish and dry. And I get the jokes you say sometimes after you're listening to this. I'm like, oh, that's what you did.
Oh, he was making fun of me
the whole time. My take to him is that I hated it because they were trying to be, like, typo negative, and I'm a huge fan of Peter Steele.
I don't know who typo negative is.
Oh, my God.
I know that him was a band because there was this dumb blonde girl who had a him bumper sticker.
Oh.
And they have a weird heart symbol, don't they?
It's a heartogram.
It's a heartogram, yeah. It's incredibly stupid.
It looks like someone's misshapen penis upside down.
I guess. If Satan was its penis.
There's like these bulbous heart pieces.
Yeah.
And then these jaggedy bits on the other side. It looks terrible.
I guess. Well, no, I knew a lot of people in high school that were like in love with him and stuff like that, and I was like, that's cool. Have you guys heard of Typo Negative? They've been doing that since, I don't know, early 90s. With deeper voices.
Remember that band that sounded like video game music, and they had a lead singer that sang really high-pitched?
Proto Man?
No.
Video game music?
It wasn't actually video game music. They were just like a metal-ish band, and they would just do guitar solos. They were like,
oh, me, 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 Dragon Force.
No, I know what Dragon Force is.
Or the Darkness?
No.
I feel like you're describing Dragon Force.
No, I know it's not Dragon Force, because Dragon Force is, like, legit super melees. Like, they have, like, awesome, like...
Really? that's a musical technique.
Legit super melees.
Super melees.
Yeah, that's Dragon Force. No, this is the band...
How do you gauge melees?
And...
Well, obviously on a scale of how legitimate they are.
Oh, no. Sure. For some reason, it's Avenged Sevenfold. That's what I was thinking of.
What?
The one song that I know of theirs... there's a guitar solo that sounds like a video game song.
Okay, that's one of, like, a lot of albums that don't sound like that. that's good. That's funny.
How many songs do they have that were on, like, not specific genre radio?
Wait, did you hear that off of, like, Guitar Hero?
There's one on Guitar Hero, I know that. And then I heard them sometime on the radio.
Video game music, it was in Guitar Hero.
Just go figure.
No, I wish I knew what song it was, but there's a song I always thought it sounded like a video game song.
Okay, that's fine, anyway. It's cool. That's cool. You need to listen to the Typo Negative. It'll make you drop your balls.
I don't think I do.
Yeah,
I know. DJ Snorlax, I've noticed that you've been searching for a type of music that will make you drop your balls.
No. My balls are sufficiently dropped.
I don't understand why you're not jumping on this bandwagon.
Listen, my balls... Are you considering that my balls ain't where they ought to be?
They're pretty uptight.
Listen, these balls were made for dropping.
Is dropping what they'll do?
Like bases.
One of these days.
My balls are going to drop all over you.
I think we just described a teabag.
I think we did too.
That's a new song. Sing it.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something that you call love. But confess, you've been sticking your dick where you shouldn't have been sticking your dick. And now, someone's gotten all your STDs. But those balls are made for dropping, and dropping's what they'll do. And one of these days, these balls are gonna drop all over you.
It's pretty gross, huh?
You keep lying around when you ought to be doing her. And you keep losing when you're not on a bet against her. You keep saving when you ought to be changing your drawers. Now that's what's right, but you ain't right, it's crooked to the left. Those balls are made for dropping, and dropping's what they'll do. And one of these days, these balls, they're gonna drop all over you.
Oh, everything. Just get them off.
Oh, God. Oh, the D-Wagon. Oh, it's everywhere. Oh. My transformation.
Oh, wow. Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
Derpy Show.
Okay, so in fictional bangs, would you have to pick something that's never been adapted to a TV show or movie? Because...
Once,
say that I pick somebody from Game of Thrones.
Right.
Like, say I'm really into Daenerys or something. I could just have Emilia Clarke.
Right. That's. I think that's a... That only if you like that person better. Like, there are some people that say they...
Like, you like their character better?
Like, they, when they read, say, Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
They, like, had a giant lady boner for, I don't know, Draco Malfoy. But then they thought that that guy who played Draco Malfoy wasn't very hot. So they actually have a lady boner for Draco from the book, not Draco from the movie.
Well, that's so subjective, though.
Right, we're talking about who we'd want to bang. That's naturally subjective.
I guess.
Yeah, there's nothing objective about who you want to bang.
Objectively!
Objectively.
I object!
Objectively speaking.
Phoenix Wright.
Objection!
Erection!
I wish I just had that giant fucking animu objection pop out of my mouth every time I said that.
No, I like his better. I like his better.
Erection!
Erection!
Short Target 2 is 88.
Oh, wow, they came out pretty close to each other.
What was that Disney movie about, like, that android guy that, like, the professor made and...
Mommy!
No. This is, like, early 90s TV, made for TV, like, Disney Channel. And it was like this android guy that this professor dude...
Dinosaurs are coming to dinner.
No.
Android guy, Disney.
Yeah, Disney Channel.
Was it one of those made-for-TV movies that they used to do back then?
Yeah, just like with the whole Pink Ranger, that little like Susie Lou, whatever that song is.
Susie Q.
Susie Q.
See, but they used to have those like
Disney... And Halloween Town.
They used to have those Disney like made-for-TV specials on like every week.
Yeah, yeah. And there's one about an android. They made a second one. But androids are coming human.
Oh. Android Disney human movie son. Not quite human.
Oh, is that it?
Dr. Jonas Carson, a scientist, Vince Chip, an android teenager.
Yeah, that's it. Did you use the movie trope thing?
I literally just typed into Google, Android Disney movie,
things.
Human. Android Disney movie human. Not quite human.
So you could just actually just, like, search by tags now, I guess. That was it, yeah.
That's how search engines work. If you're not searching that way, you're probably searching wrong.
I don't work.
Granted, he searches like, "Dear Google, how do I find this thing?"
Dear Google, stop! I need this search performed quickly. Stop! Please help me find some recipes that I can make with chicken and some thyme. Stop. Wait.
That's just as funny as this one guy convinced
please keep it gluten free. Stop.
Grant, that's better. At least he's upgraded. He used to be like, "Dear Google."
This just in, Neo Faust still searches with telegrams.
The
telegraph. Telegram is a written...
We were doing telegram first.
Telegraph.
Telegraph was... This is all right before my time.
Oh, man. No, like, what was it? There was this one guy that... I don't know if this was true or not, but he said he convinced his granddad that Google search was Twitter. So every time he wanted to search for something, he would just type it into Twitter.
That's pretty great.
It was a Twitter account that I guess his granddad was just searching for, like, CNN stuff. And I'm just like, it'd be awkward if he started searching for porn. I don't know if it was real or not, but still the concept seems pretty hilarious. I think you could veil that actually a lot better. You can make it like every time, say you have a compromised browser, and every time they search for Google, not only does it search Google, but also sent
parses. If you search for Google, you're searching wrong.
Well, no.
I know a lot of people that type Google into their Google bar.
That is very true. Google, like Gmail, they type Gmail into Google bar, and they get up to that. Yeah. Or in the upper right-hand corner where the Google search bar is on Mozilla, they type in Google just to get to that page. I'm just like, oh, God, guys, really?
Derpy Show.
Like this.
There's another derp inside of me that you may never know. There are secrets that I hurt right deep inside. And when it's in the derp and I don't know the lyrics to the song, maybe I'm just her. Maybe he's just her. So hover around there.
Next song.
Next song.
Next song.
Next. Something from Bush. Go.
From Bush? Okay. Yeah.
Is that Bush?
It's a Machine Head.
Oh.
How about this?
I thought you were doing like Fuel for a second.
This is Blister doing. Appreciate that.
He probably would. I really respect the guy.
Kevin Ross Derp.
Grizen Brad Derp.
I'll now do his wife. Do some No Doubt.
I aim to be weird.
Two guitars in this song, so it's just.
I was gonna do the meow meow meow.
Oh, well,
Derpy Show.
I wonder how's it gonna be when you don't come turn me.
Oh fuck.
How's it gonna be when I don't derp? How's it gonna derp?
And from Third Eye Blind, you assholes!
I don't remember that song. It sounds familiar.
I was just kicking back and enjoying it.
You're kicking back. How about
Save Tonight?
Oh, I used to be able to play it.
Save Tonight.
It goes,
Save Tonight.
No, you have to sing it like
Save Tonight.
Save Tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow.
Tomorrow
I'll be gone.
Save
go
tonight.
On and close the curtains. God, all we need is candlelight.
You and me
and a bottle of wine.
It's like a bottle of wine.
I don't know how you guys remember these old songs.
On and her, the Derptons.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All you derplins, cause all we need is Derpy Show, you and me,
and a bottle of derp.
So, hold the derp tight.
I screwed that part, but save
the derp.
Fight the herd of dawn tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be derp. Save the derp. Tomorrow I'll be derp.
It's a good ending, right?
We'll sing all our derperies twice as fast.
Save her night. I think I'm not coming tomorrow. Mommy got
I can't play that fast. That's good. This is really retarded.
Derpy Show.
I'm having trouble trying to do it.
Derp.
I'm counting
herp
and now
the derp.
As time ticks by, but still I.
Here we go, here we go.
There's not a lot of singing in this song.
Can we make a Green Day cover band and call it Green Derp? Can we just derp all the Green Day songs?
It's jaded. the end of the whole brain stew thing.
God only knows what I'd derp without you.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh God, this fucking song. I haven't heard this in a decade.
That's all the part I know.
You know what song I used to be obsessed with in middle school?
Milady, come, come, Milady.
No.
Oh, that stupid sunscreen one.
Sunscreen?
Was it Eve?
No, not that one.
Was it Eve 6?
Yes.
I would spot on my
that
pride.
Is exactly the song that I was obsessed with.
Eve 6?
Is I would swallow five? My pride, I would joke on the rhyme, but the lack thereof will keep me empty inside.
How about, do you guys remember this one?
Yes, the theme from Double Dragon.
She calls me from the dirt. Just when I was wrong, feeling short and stable. All that she intends, and all she keeps inside, is an awkward dirt label.
You gotta sing higher and more whiny.
Oh.
She's alone.
Wait.
Jesus, she's so afraid. Can she take the ball?
Popular.
Yeah, incredibly. How about like memories are just where you leave them. Too far away, lead me to myself. Too far away. I'm off key on that one.
Derby Show.
Can you do any legit super medleys?
Not on acoustic.
Not acoustic. It's hard to do an acoustic.
Can't do an acoustic super medley.
No.
I'm sure you try.
I'm not that good enough to do a medley, actually.
Can you do an illegitimate super medley on an acoustic? I think the answer was no.
No, that sounds like a medley to me. He had it. Get closer to the mic. They'll hear it.
Things I do for this show.
Come on, Eddie Van Halen. Get your shit together. That's some eruption shit right there. Good job, Neo-Faust. You have my respect.
That was
I haven't done that in forever.
I think that was an illegitimate super medley.
No, that was legit. I'll give you that one. That was legit.
Derby Show.
I've discovered something more hipster than I.
Do tell.
So I
Wait. So you went into a record store is what you're telling us?
No, I go into those all the time.
You went to an 8-track reel-to-reel store.
No, but I do. I used to own an 8mm projector.
God damn it! What isn't it? Not, what is this place?
But no. So for those of you who don't know, I'm really into retro gaming. Like I love freaking classic arcades.
Wait, you got a 3DO or a MAME machine?
Well, I mean, I've had stuff like that. I've played MAME and all a bunch of stuff, but I discovered, like, I knew that Neo Geo and SNK were things, and I've played a couple games. But I started, like, wanting to be like, so this is, like, a pretty tight-knit community. Like, there are people that are, like, dedicated Neo Geo people, and there's a lot of people that are really into it, and they do collections, that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, let me start looking into this, see what's going on with that. They are the most elitist, hipster video game people I have ever fucking met.
Especially the fighter guys there in the fighter games.
Holy shit. And not even just the fighters, just the whole Neo Geo, like, vibe.
Now, wait a minute. Are you talking about people that are stuck on Neo Geo SNK machine cabinets, or people that make MAME cabinets that have SNK, like, Atomics boards on
it's
them?
Typically, it's people who are actually doing the real cabinets, but even people who just do MAME, they're still Neo Geo people. And they're like, no, 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 I'm a Neo Geo
I'm
person.
I'm thinking that. I'm
like
an asshole.
But like I
am a bit, but I'm not that much of an asshole.
Well, no, I mean, of course, not everybody is. But like going through as far as I've been able to tell,
forums or like
forums, forums, man, they are the worst compared to a lot of other forums I've been to.
Yeah,
there is no support. There's nothing. It is nothing but really angry old guys who spent $1,000 on their Neo Geos when they came out.
Well, they want it to be as pristine to the PCM board as possible, because a lot of the main computers now, or the boxes, are just a tower in there.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it was an actual PCBM board with cartridges that you slid in there.
Yeah.
Like the SNK, like 8-game boxes that you would go up to and put quarters in,
mm-hmm.
that had like 8 different like cartridges that you would select with the different buttons. It was just like going to Sears.
Yeah.
Back then when they had Sega Genesis's. And you'd go up to the demo station and just push a cartridge and it would just highlight that and you'd have to reset the game. Those are fun, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, those are what the classic machines are. And those are significantly... Those are very expensive.
They're hot. They get really hot. That's the thing. And they also... They get so crazy into that with the old CRT monitor. The tube monitor.
You have to have the tube monitor.
With the reflection. Not a flat screen up against you. It has to have the mirror set, the reverse CRT, to where you have to play it through a fucking mirror. Because that's how a lot of those video games were originally done.
Mm-hmm.
The screen was not hanging there. It was just hanging... like below, and there was this mirror that was propped up to show that. My God, we've come a long way.
But yeah, and they released a thing. Tomo got the rights to SNK and the Neo Geo, and they created a device called the Neo Geo X.
Mm-hmm.
And people hate that thing. All the Neo Geo fans like hate it.
Well, they compartmentalize everything into a small little console that you could bring home now.
Well, like, here's the thing. You would think, man, okay, I'm going to make... There's all these games that aren't available elsewhere.
Well,
I mean, legitimately. Available legitimately elsewhere without purchasing a ridiculously expensive antique, essentially.
Or one of those little, like, emulation games that they have. Like, they have collections.
Right, but those are pretty few and far between for us, for Neo Geo.
Yeah, that's true.
Sega does a bunch of them, then Nintendo doesn't do them, but Neo Geo is pretty few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
So you get this. It's a pretty nice little product. It's actually got a joystick. It's a little handheld device. It's got a joystick.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a D-pad, so it plays pretty well. And with the box set, it comes with 20 games, and then you'll be able to buy extra like special SD cards to plug in more, like, you know, 10 games at a time. You can buy them in the future. And not only is it that, it also comes with a box that looks just like the original Neo Geo home console that plugs into your HDMI port on your TV, and it comes with a full-scale replica of the original Neo Geo joystick.
Wow.
So you could play it on your TV.
Nice.
And people are like, this isn't that good. And it's only like $125.
Compared to the $1,000 price it was when it originally came out?
I don't know how you would have made these people happy. Tell people like, it's only got 20 games. I'm like, but...
Upgrade more.
Did you want them to give it to you all for free? I mean, like they're comparing it to like the Dingu, which is a bootleg device.
Yeah.
Like you can't compare a legitimate device to a bootleg device.
No, they call them homebrews, good sir, not a bootleg. Homebrew devices, good sir.
Trust me, I've got my Dingo in my bag. It's a bootleg device. Here's my English box in my hand.
That is true.
Don't ask him to see his Dingo.
I don't want to. I heard it's big and black.
It's white.
Oh.
All you need to know is that the Dingo ate my baby.
How did his... That... You had a baby?
Well, not anymore.
Oh, apparently.
Head is the operative word there.
So is it like a Taiwanese or like a Korean ripoff?
This one's Chinese.
Straight up Great Jungle Ren.
Yeah, this is from Shenzhen, of course. The Dingu is actually the most popular of the bootleg devices. They're several years old. They haven't been in production for a while. But they worked pretty well right out of the box. And they've got a pretty dedicated little Linux community. There's a Linux port for it.
Oh, cool.
And it runs pretty well.
You just use it for a lot of your main emulation and stuff?
Yeah, I've got CPS1, CPS2. Those are all the Capcom ones. So I like that a lot. Because I love the old button, the beat-em-ups, putting quarters.
Do you do a lot of like CHUD ports into there?
What do you mean? Like
CHUD ports are basically your...
I saw that movie
ROM.
CHUDs.
No.
It was about these mutants that lived underneath the city in the sewer.
I thought they were like hobos that went crazy.
No.
Well, CHUD meant something.
Yeah, it does. I forget what it means, though.
Hold on. Google, where are you?
I covered that up.
Not really.
Yeah, it was not.
I was trying to aim it to where he talks at his
Hold on, shut up! Google. What is a chud?
Make it chode.
You have to put a period in between.
What is a tripod? Hold on.
You're gonna have to type this in.
Google.
It's not gonna put periods in between each letter for you.
What is a C.H.U.D.?
What is a C period H period U period D period?
It's gonna put it's gonna all the words. Period. It's gonna do that.
What is a C-H-U-D? It's going to. No, it's still recording. No, there's chud. It said it learned chud, but it wouldn't do it the first time.
Oh man.
This is the best search string ever.
What is it?
So the search string is, what is a C, like the ocean, period, H, period, U, like you and me, period, D. It's going to do that, what is a chud. It's going to do now, still recording, side door shut the first time.
It searched for that whole string.
First result. What do you think the first result is?
It's chud?
Glenn Danzig.
What's Glenn Danzig?
Best part, second result, One Tree Hill.
What the fuck?
I typed it.
Okay, good.
Chud, web definition. It's a term historically applied in the early Russian annals to... ... Oh god, it's a real thing.
I always thought, well, I mean, CH... It's a CHD.
It's what they call the Finns. It's what the Russians call the Finns.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I can go to the Chud, Disambiguation, which is a 1984 horror film. And there was a sequel called Bud the Chud.
Oh boy.
It stands for... Cannibalistic Human Underground Dweller?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Derpy Show.
Oh, for a second there, I thought this was an owl.
No, it's not an owl. It's a pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin. Pumpkin owl. It's like an owl.
It does kind of look like an owl.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Hey there, pumpkin. Where are you going? Nowhere, because you're a pumpkin.
Really now? You ever found the
Who has stolen my pumpkin?
What happens if you yell into a bongo?
Kneel before me and be...
I don't know.
That sounds...
Does it sound better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, significantly so.
Oh.
We need to get you like a tom-tom drum and just yell into that. That'd be perfect.
Nobody likes tom-toms! Garmins are way better!
That's what I hit that
bongo.
We hurt the guy with the pumpkin.
But I thought that Google Maps was the best.
Who thought that?
I thought that.
Why did you think that?
I don't know. Why'd you think that?
This made me think of we could have a hilarious side bit that's like a sitcom with the Headless Horseman and his wife. His Headless Wife.
Oh, Hattie.
What is she?
Can it be Marie Antoinette? Can that be his wife?
Enchanté. She's French, damn it.
You're Chanté?
Should we be one of us speaking about like a bad woman's voice? That's the word. Should we get a girl to do it?
Monty Python style.
But I thought it was going to go this way.
Damn it, Chanté! I told you 9 times! Have the dinner ready before I get home! Not in half an hour after!
Well, excuse me!
Why, that's like Teen Girl Squad.
Teen Girl Squad!
Cerebella!
I'm the ugly one!
I'm the ugly one!
Derpy Show.
Interesting thing. I just read that Game of Thrones, the High Valyrian language that they've been speaking this season.
They've been created as they go along?
Well, they didn't make it up. Like, they had to make up the language. The word for whip is Belmont. It's a Castlevania reference.
I like it. Oh, clever.
Yeah.
Clever, I like that. Belmont, geeky ass bitches.
Derpy Show.
Portuguese.
Portuguese, abogado.
Portuguese.
Abogado, brigadon.
Ragadon.
No, Brigadon. That's apparently like a Brigadon. I don't know.
Brigadoon? That's a movie.
Well, no, I think Brigadon is like a dessert. That's like a party dessert that's made
Does
out
it
of,
disappear
like,
really quickly?
I don't get that. Please explain.
It comes around once every 200 years and then it disappears.
Huh?
Brigadoon, that's the fucking plot of the movie. The city appears like every 100 years.
No, I'm
for
sorry.
For like a day, and then the city disappears.
I'm sorry, I didn't actually know the plot to the film Brigadoon.
Yeah, what is Brigadoon even?
Isn't Brigadoon a John Wayne movie?
John Wayne, I don't think he's in that movie.
It's a western, right?
No.
It's not?
No.
I thought Brigadoon was a western.
No. Not at all. I think it's like a little Irish city.
Is it really?
It just appears in the mist once every 100 years. And it's this little town that's sort of lost in time.
So what's the plot of it? They just discover this and they get lost there? Is it something mythical?
No, some like... dude wanders into the town and like he doesn't know what it is, and then he falls in love with this chick, and then and then she's like, oh, the town's gonna disappear, and like I think he decides to stay in it. That's spoilers.
spoilers
for a movie from the 30s.
Way to say that, yeah. I was just like that one movie remake they did recently. About a guy that goes to like a hick town, and the hicks decide to like take his wife from him or something and assault a house or something. What was that called?
Are you talking about
like
it used to be an old
British
movie.
Was it
Straw Dogs? Yeah, Straw Dogs. That's what it was. Yeah.
No.
It used to be an old like 70s like movie.
And they remade it with a Cyclops.
Yeah, and then they redid it, but the ending to the newer one was a lot happier than the original one. The original one was incredibly depressing. Bitches!
Wait, wasn't Kurt Russell in one of those movies?
Maybe.
I think so.
Are you Kurt Russell?
Was it Patrick Swayze? I get those two confused. Are those the same person?
Kurt Russell and Patrick Swayze are not the same person. First of all, Kurt Russell's alive.
Oh.
That was pretty dark, actually.
Wait, which one's dead? Is it Patrick
Swayze? Patrick Swayze's
Swayze.
Dead.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell's alive.
Is that the one in Trouble in Little...
Yes, Kurt Russell's in Big Trouble in Little China.
Cool.
Kurt Russell's in The Thing.
He was in Stargate. He was the original Jack
O'Neill.
Yes,
he was.
Oh, he was. Yeah. Jack
O'Neill. Not the...
Oh, film. Brigadoon's a musical.
Yeah.
I know nothing of Brigadoon. God damn it.
Yeah, you're big on musicals. How could you not know this?
Why did I know this and you didn't?
Yeah. It's a Gene Kelly, Sid Charisse movie.
Yeah, Boar is like completely uncultured.
Wait, what?
Brigadoon just sounded like a western to me. I guess that's why I never watched it. My grandma liked it.
I thought it sounded Irish.
It sounded Portuguese.
Well, all my grandmother likes is westerns.
Oh.
Derpy Show.
I want to eat your Vegemite!
How that?
Can I have some crackers?
I don't have any crackers.
God damn it, what do you have in this house? What goes with Vegemite? What did you eat Vegemite with? You don't spoon it. Do you rub it all over yourself at night? Well, give me crackers, I'll eat it. What is it exactly? It's like, what's so good about Vegemite?
Nothing.
Rich source of vitamin B. Rich source of folate. You know, it's pretty bad when you have to, like, limit, like, list off this, like, incredibly rare, like, rarely listed, like, I don't know if that's a mineral? A minimal.
Mineral?
A mineral or a, what is it? What is folate? Folate.
It's a chemical.
No artificial colors or flavors, just depressing vegetables.
Smell it. It smells like a condensed soy
feet.
Sauce to me.
Oh. Condensed beet.
It smells like sesame seeds.
Yeah, it's...
Does it?
Yeah, it smells like sesame
seeds. I don't
think
I've even smelled it. Oh, God.
It's like a solid piece of peanut butter. It's like not even moving at all. Well, give me a cracker. I'd like to try it.
All right, let's try it. Let's figure it out.
Butter knife.
Interesting thing.
Well,
give me a cracker.
Give me some bread,
we don't have crackers.
Bread to be
give
fun.
Me some crackers.
So, Neofaust, I'm going to throw a bone your way.
Catch it in your mouth.
Did you know that Amanda Palmer, the wife of Neil Gaiman...
I don't really care for Amanda Palmer, but go on.
She once wrote a song to dedicate to Neil Gaiman...
About Vegemite.
About Vegemite.
Yeah.
And how she would divorce him if he didn't stop eating Vegemite.
Well, I am fulfilling one of my idol's things right now. Consuming the Vegemite.
What?
I couldn't say Vegemite for some odd reason.
The
Vegemite. The Vegemite.
The Vegemite. That's something completely different.
Is that just a tortilla chip?
It's a multi-grain tortilla.
Let me see. I want to see. I'm interested in these chips now. Give me the chips.
I'm interested. This is relevant to my interests of all of a sudden.
Oh, what? Black sunflower and sesame seed. Quinoa.
It's not quinoa, it's quinoa.
That's what I'm saying. Quinoa. Soy brown rice.
You know what it tastes like? You ever had those like beef teriyaki noodle packs, Vincent? Mm-hmm. It tastes exactly like the sauce. To be exact, it's like...
Alright, let me get some of this.
Take a little bit. It's very salty.
Alright, I'm doing it too. I'll try and some Vegemite.
Wow.
The aftertaste is weird. I got a really big kick of it.
That's a lot of it.
Is that too much?
Nah.
That's not. Take away the whole chip.
Let's do it. No, you can't. You just have to eat it. Quit diddling it, Jon Snow, and just eat it.
Okay, I got a full hit of that. At first, it does taste like that sauce, but then afterwards, it like becomes incredibly like, bitter. I need some. Oh, the aftertaste is horrible.
Now, when you say that you give somebody a Vegemite sandwich, is that the primary ingredient? Because that would be fucking terrible if that was the main thing.
Well,
Well, on the side, it has just a piece of toast with it spread
like,
on it,
and like thickly spread on it.
Yeah.
Oh, disgusting.
Now, I would love to try Marmite, or Marmalade.
It supposedly tastes really similar, except for it's made with meat instead of vegetable.
No, I thought one was yeast-based. What's that yeast crap that was,
that's
like, banned this, from?
Isn't it?
No, there's one that's, like, made of yeast that's, like, banned.
This is it.
That's all yeast?
Look at the fucking ingredients.
Oh, God. Never mind. Ew. Ew. Yeast is nasty. Mm. Isn't that the stuff that gives you problems downstairs?
Well, you could have a yeast infection. Specifically you. You girl.
Guys can get it too, you know.
It's a lot more difficult.
But it still can.
So apparently, they really spread Vegemite on thick. But WikiHow has 5 tips to making a Vegemite sandwich. First, you have to butter the bread.
Okay.
Then you Vegemite one side. Then you put other condiments on the other side.
Like what?
Well, they suggest things like cheese, pickled onions.
Cheese is a condiment? We have to redo the contest.
Oh my God. It's all been a lie. And it's primarily an Australian thing, right?
Yeah. Like,
I guess Marmite is British, Vegemite is Australian.
I feel like that's weird to eat plain, but I don't think that's too bad to like put into like a soup. Like,
well, the initial flavor I got from it was incredibly salty, and it just reminded me of, like I said, that Ninsen, like, instant noodle, like, soy packet.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what it reminded me of. But then the aftertaste hit, and it was just kind of, like, almost like a stale... No, it was almost like a mouthful of, like, Brussels sprouts and, like, really bad spinach.
Yeah, a cheese and Vegemite sandwich is apparently, like, is like ham and cheese sandwich to us, like, for a kid's sandwich for, like, school.
What?
If I was a kid, I would have, like, hated anyone that tried to give me a Vegemite sandwich.
I feel like maybe I should try it.
Actually, come to think of it, I don't think these chips are lending to the flavor at all, too.
They're not. Chips aren't very good either.
These chips are not complimenting the Vegemite. So I feel this test is inadequate.
Derpy show.
Honestly, hacking, all the computer terms really were coined by, like, 12-year-old boys, weren't they?
Yeah.
Ports and probing? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Slamming the stack? Yeah.
Sniff
maybe.
The ports?
Yeah, sniff the ports.
Yeah, reach around the back skittle.
Yeah, back doors, yeah, get in the back doors.
Get in the back door.
Yeah.
Back door,
Trojan,
lover.
Back door, Trojan, yeah. Yeah, he's protected from... That's I'm behind six proxies!
I was going to say, that sounds like Robo just Friday night.
Yeah, ha! I'm behind six proxies.
No, back door, Trojan.
Back door, Trojan.
Am I the only one that thinks that Trojan is the worst name for a condom company?
Because it gets behind enemy lines and then attacks?
Yeah. Like, specifically, the Trojan horse was full of warriors.
Yeah.
That
who
burst
got inside
out.
And burst out and attacked. Like, that is the worst name.
Well, you could also think of the Trojan army being an armored kind of, like, thing.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the horse.
Yeah. Like,
I think you have to think about it as a well-armed warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I would say that probably the most iconic iconic thing that the Trojans ever did
was the horse.
Yeah. The horse bursted through enemy lines, bursted through protection. I don't know. Maybe it's a classic joke.
Derpy Show.
On the next episode of Derpy Show, Robo-Jo shaves Neo-Faust.
He's supposed to use the shaving cream up there.
You thought we were done making fun of Brazilians, and now Neo-Faust's gonna get one!
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Now, here, you do read one.
However you want to read
it. I don't wanna.
It.
Can I be, as sassy as possible?
Yeah, do it bitchy.
Alright. Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. Derpy Show is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdpalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. More episodes of Nerdy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. There.
You are throwing it off.
Mom.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Wait a minute. I thought we were gonna stop talking about balls and stuff.
God damn it!
We were!
I'm just saying, you can't stop the dirt. Can't stop the herp, you can't stop the derp. Can't stop the herp, you can't stop the derp. Can't stop the herp, you can't stop the derp. Can't stop the herp, you can't stop the derp. Can't stop the herp, you can't stop the derp. Can't stop the herp, you can't stop the derp. Can't stop the herp, you can't stop the derp. Can't stop the herp, you can't stop the derp. Can't stop the herp, you can't stop the derp. Can't stop the herp, you can't stop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.